Word 27. Supposition. SUPPOSITION. An assumption, theory, hypothesis. To suppose means to assume as true. Put something forward for consideration. A supposition is something supposed, an idea put forward for consideration. A hypothesis, a conjecture, and a supposition are all assumptions or theories. A hypothesis is a preliminary or incomplete theory based on insufficient evidence. There are conflicting hypotheses about the origin of the universe. A conjecture is an assumption based on so little evidence that it is merely an educated guess. Every week we hear different conjectures about trends in the stock market. A supposition may be based on ample evidence or no evidence at all, and may be either sensible or irrational. His suppositions about the company's financial condition proved consistent with the facts. Word 28. Arbitrary. A-R-B-I-T-R-A-R-Y. Unreasoned. Based on personal feelings or preferences, rather than on reason, logic, or law. An arbitrary price for a product is not necessarily a fair price. His arbitrary decisions have cost the company a lot of money. Arbitrary comes from the same Latin source as the words arbiter and arbitrator. Arbiter and arbitrator both mean a judge or umpire who makes a final decision or resolves a dispute. Arbitrary means making discretionary judgments or decisions that may or may not be fair or reasonable. Arbitrary has two other useful meanings. It may mean determined or arrived at in a random or illogical manner. For example, the arrangement of furniture in a room may be arbitrary, without an evident theme or pattern. Arbitrary decisions are arrived at in a hasty, haphazard way. Arbitrary may also mean exercising unrestrained or absolute power. An arbitrary government has no regard for individual liberty. Word 29. Monotonous. M-O-N-O-T-O-N-O-U-S. Lacking variety. Tediously uniform. Unvarying and dull. Monotonous means literally having one continuous sound or tone. It combines the word tone with the prefix mono, one, single. The prefix mono appears in many English words, including monogamy, marriage to one person, monocle, a single eyeglass, and monogram, two or more letters woven into one. That which is monotonous is boring because it lacks variety. A monotonous speaker says the same thing again and again in the same tone of voice. Monotonous music is dull and repetitive. A monotonous job is one where the routine never changes. The corresponding noun is monotony, a tedious lack of variety. Word 30. Legacy. L-E-G-A-C-Y. Something handed down from the past, an inheritance. Legacy may be used in two ways. It may mean a gift of money or property provided by a will, an inheritance, bequest. Her wealthy uncle left her a generous legacy. It may also mean anything inherited or passed down through time. The cultural legacy of ancient Greece and Rome has shaped Western civilization.
Let's review the 10 key words you've just learned. This time, we're going to play the synonym-antonym game. Here's how it works. I give you two words, and you have to decide if they're synonyms, words with the same meaning, or antonyms, words opposite in meaning. For example, beautiful and lovely are, that's right, synonyms. Love and hate are antonyms, of course. Are you ready? Here we go. Creed and faith are synonyms. Creed means belief, especially a system of religious belief. Tawdry and elegant are antonyms. Tawdry means cheap and showy, of inferior quality. Fretful and peevish are synonyms. Peevish means irritable, cross, complaining. Strenuous and arduous are synonyms. Arduous means difficult, hard to accomplish. Personable and unbecoming are antonyms. Personable means attractive. Resolute and wavering are antonyms. Resolute means unwavering, determined, resolved. Hypothesis and supposition are synonyms. A supposition is an assumption, theory, idea put forward for consideration. Arbitrary and rational are antonyms. Arbitrary means unreasoned, based on personal feelings or preferences rather than on reason, logic, or law. Varied and monotonous are antonyms. Monotonous means lacking variety, unvarying, uniform, and dull. Legacy and bequest are synonyms. A bequest is a gift made through a will. A legacy is an inheritance, something handed down from the past. That concludes the review for this section.
Let's take a look now at two features and departments for Level 1. First, commonly mispronounced words. If your business has anything to do with real estate, or if you ever do business with a real estate broker, there is one word you should be careful to pronounce correctly. It's spelled R-E-A-L-T-O-R. How do you pronounce that word? The correct pronunciation is realtor. The mispronunciation, which is very common even among realtors themselves, is realtor. Do you hear the difference? Realtor is the correct pronunciation. Realtor is wrong. Most dictionaries do not recognize the pronunciation realtor. The few that do label it non-standard or unacceptable to many. If you now mispronounce this word, it's not hard to correct the error once you train your ear to discriminate between the right and wrong pronunciations. Realtor puts the sound of the L before the A, as though the word were spelled R-E-L-A-T-O-R. The proper pronunciation sounds like the word real, followed by ter, realtor. You should also take care to pronounce the word realty correctly. Don't stick the L sound where it doesn't belong and say realty. The word should be pronounced realty, like real plus T. For practice, try repeating this sentence. A realtor sells realty. For our second feature, we have Say It Again, Sam, an exposé of some of the many redundancies, repetitive phrases, that clutter our writing and speech. When referring to the size, height, length, or width of something, it is not necessary to use these words. Don't say big in size, small in size, large in size, or little in size. Don't say tall in height or short in height, short or long in length, or wide or skinny in width. Those are all redundancies. Just say something is big, small, large, little, tall, short, long, wide, or slender, and leave it at that. Getting rid of redundancy, or excess verbiage, in your speech and writing is like going on a diet. It takes some work to stick to it, but when you shed those unwanted pounds, or unnecessary words, you feel better, and you look better, too. Now let's return to the vocabulary for 10 more key words. Word 31. Manifold. M-A-N-I-F-O-L-D. OLD. Numerous and varied, consisting of many kinds, containing many elements, features, or characteristics. A large company with manifold operations and divisions. A challenging executive position with manifold responsibilities. Manifold may sound like a fancy substitute for many, but it's not. While many simply means much, a lot, manifold emphasizes variety, diversity. If your job has manifold duties, then the things you do are both numerous and varied. Equally difficult synonyms of manifold are multifarious and multitudinous. Both manifold and multifarious mean having great variety or diversity. The human race is multifarious, and human nature is even more complex and manifold. Multitudinous means containing a multitude, consisting of a great number of persons or things. After his promotion to management, Bob was sometimes overwhelmed by mountains of paperwork and multitudinous administrative chores. Word 32. Pliant. P-L-I-A-N-T. Bending easily, flexible, adaptable, workable. Pliant comes from the French plier, to bend. The same source as the word pliers, the tool commonly used for bending or manipulating wires or metal pieces. Pliant, pliable, and supple all mean bending or moving easily. Pliant and pliable usually refer to objects that are easily workable. Supple may apply to material things or to a human body that is flexible and limber. Word 33. Retort. R-E-T-O-R-T. A quick reply, especially one that is cutting or witty. A retort and a rejoinder are similar in meaning, but not quite synonymous. Rejoinder may be used generally to mean any answer or response, but specifically it means a counter-reply, an answer to a reply. A retort is a swift, pointed response. Retort comes from the prefix re, back, and the Latin torquere, to twist, turn, and means literally something turned back. In its most precise sense, a retort is a quick reply that counters or turns back a statement or argument. Phil's clever retorts kept his opponent on the defensive. Word 34. Obstinate. O-B-S-T-I-N-A-T-E. Stubborn, inflexible, unwilling to give in or compromise, not yielding to argument or persuasion. First we reasoned with him, then we pleaded with him, but no matter what we said, he remained obstinate and determined to have his way. The obstinate person stubbornly adheres to a purpose or opinion, often regardless of the consequences. Obstinate is sometimes mispronounced obstinant, as if it were spelled O-B-S-T-I-N-A-N-T. Take care to spell and pronounce this word correctly. Obstinate. O-B-S-T-I-N-A-T-E. Synonyms of obstinate include hidebound, intractable, intransigent, and adamant. Word 15 of level 1. Word 35. Lacerate. L-A-C-E-R-A-T-E. To tear, cut roughly, rend, mangle. The sharp thorn lacerated his thumb. Lacerate may also be used figuratively to mean to wound, afflict, cause pain. Her husband's vicious retort lacerated her pride and made her burst into tears. Word 36. Omnipotent. O-M-N-I-P-O-T-E-N-T. All-powerful, almighty, having unlimited power or authority. Omnipotent is formed from the word potent, powerful, and the combining form omni, all. Whenever you see omni in a word, you have a good clue to its meaning, for you know that half the word means all. For example, omnidirectional means all-directional, as an omnidirectional microphone, one that picks up signals from all directions. Omnipresent means all-present, present everywhere at once. Omniscient means all-knowing, having universal knowledge. Omnivorous means eating all kinds of food or taking in everything. She is an avid reader with an omnivorous mind. Our keyword, omnipotent, means all-powerful, almighty. Word 37. Unscrupulous. UNSCRUPULOUS. Untrustworthy, dishonorable, deceitful, corrupt, lacking integrity or moral principles. The Commission issued a report on unscrupulous business practices in the industry. A scruple is something that causes hesitation or doubt in determining what is appropriate and proper. Scrupulous means having scruples, hence taking pains to do something exactly right. The scrupulous person is precise, careful, and honest. Unscrupulous means without scruples, hence untrustworthy, unreliable, deceitful, and corrupt. Unscrupulous people will do almost anything, no matter how dishonorable, to get what they want. Word 38. Renaissance. RENAISSANCE. A revival, rebirth, resurgence, renewal of life or vigor. The Renaissance, spelled with a capital R, was a revival of classical forms and motifs in art, architecture, literature, and scholarship that began in Italy in the 14th century, spread throughout Europe, and continued into the 17th century. Historically, the Renaissance marked the end of the medieval era and the beginning of the modern world. The word Renaissance comes from a French verb meaning to be born again. When spelled with a small or lowercase r, Renaissance may refer to any renewal or resurgence of life, energy, or productivity. Many types of Renaissance are possible: a cultural Renaissance, a moral Renaissance, a spiritual Renaissance, and even a Renaissance in the economy. A Renaissance is a revival, rebirth, resurgence. Word 39. Genesis. G-E-N-E-S-I-S. A coming into being, beginning, origin, birth, creation. The first book of the Bible is called Genesis because it describes God's creation, the origin of the universe, and humankind. In current usage, Genesis may refer, in a general sense, to any creation or process of coming into being, the genesis of an idea, the genesis of a work of art, the genesis of an important social movement, the genesis of a distinguished career. Word 40. Warrant. W-A-R-R-A-N-T. To justify, give good reason for, authorize, sanction. The circumstances do not warrant such extraordinary measures. The evidence warrants further investigation. These safety procedures are warranted by company regulations. Warrant may also mean to guarantee, promise, give formal assurance of. The Postal Service will not warrant delivery on a specific day. The manufacturer warrants the safety of the product. The adjective unwarranted means without good reason or authorization, unjustifiable. The U.S. Constitution protects citizens against unwarranted search and seizure. People resent unwarranted government interference in private enterprise.
Let's review the 10 words you've just learned. This time, we're going to play a version of the Sesame Street game, One of These Things is Not Like the Others. Our game, however, is called One of These Definitions Doesn't Fit the Word. Here's how it works. I will say a word followed by three apparent, or ostensible, synonyms. But only two of those three words or phrases will be true synonyms. One will be unrelated in meaning. You have to decide which one of the three ostensible synonyms doesn't fit the word. For example, if I say that the word silly means foolish, serious, goofy, you would choose serious because it's obviously not a synonym of silly. Are you ready to play? Here we go. The word manifold means complicated, numerous, varied. Complicated doesn't fit. Manifold means numerous and varied. The word pliant means flexible, supple, graceful. Graceful doesn't fit. Pliant means bending easily, flexible, supple. The word retort means a reply, comment, response. Comment doesn't fit. A retort is a quick reply, especially one that is cutting or witty. The word obstinate means nasty, stubborn, uncompromising. Nasty doesn't fit. Obstinate means stubborn, uncompromising. The word lacerate means to disrupt, mangle, tear. Disrupt doesn't fit. Lacerate means to tear, mangle, wound. The word omnipotent means all-powerful, almighty, all-knowing. All-knowing doesn't fit. Omniscient means all-knowing. Omnipotent means all-powerful, having unlimited power. The word unscrupulous means selfish, untrustworthy, corrupt. Selfish doesn't fit. A selfish person may or may not be unscrupulous, untrustworthy, unreliable, dishonest, corrupt. The word renaissance means revival, reevaluation, rebirth. Reevaluation doesn't fit. Renaissance means rebirth, revival, resurgence. The word genesis means creation, origin, completion. Completion doesn't fit. The genesis of something is its creation, beginning, origin, process of coming into being. The word warrant means to justify, guarantee, obligate. Obligate doesn't fit. To warrant means to justify, authorize, or guarantee. That concludes the review for this section. Did you remember to keep track of your answers and calculate your score?
Now let's learn the final 10 keywords in level 1. Word 41. Cantankerous. CANTANKEROUS. Difficult to deal with, disagreeable, argumentative, quick to quarrel or to exhibit ill will. A cantankerous old man is ill-tempered and disagreeable. Cantankerous relatives are argumentative and hard to get along with. Cantankerous negotiations are those in which both sides are angry and obstinate. Cantankerous comes from a Middle English word meaning strife, contention. Synonyms of cantankerous include contentious, which means quarrelsome, prone to argue or dispute. Malicious, which means mean-spirited, nasty, spiteful. And irascible, which means quick-tempered, easily angered, extremely irritable. Word 42. Flippant. F-L-I-P-P-A-N-T. Disrespectful in a frivolous way, treating something serious in a trivial manner. Flippant refers to speech or writing that trivializes or makes fun of something that deserves respect. Flippant language is inappropriately lighthearted or disrespectful. Everyone at the meeting gasped when Harry made a flippant remark about the board of directors. Although flippant expression generally causes dismay or offense, occasionally it may be humorous, depending on your point of view. For example, many talk show hosts today are adept at making flippant comments to dismiss guests or callers with opposing points of view. Synonyms of flippant include cheeky, fresh, thoughtless, and impertinent. Antonyms include solemn, sober, sedate, and grave. Word 43. Subjugate. S-U-B-J-U-G-A-T-E. To conquer, defeat, vanquish, overwhelm completely, bring under rigid control, make submissive, dominate, enslave. Subjugate comes from the Latin sub, under, and jugum, a yoke, and means literally to place under a yoke. It is related to the noun a subject, which in one of its senses means a person under the control of a ruler, as a subject of the king. A subject is someone who has been subjugated, made submissive, brought under control, enslaved. The words defeat, conquer, and subjugate are generally synonymous, but they are used in slightly different ways. Defeat suggests winning or beating an opponent in a single engagement. You can defeat a person in an argument, a contest, a game, or a fight. Conquer suggests achieving a final victory or gaining complete control over an opponent after a series of contests. After a long and arduous campaign, Caesar conquered the Gauls. Subjugate adds to defeat and conquer the suggestion of domination, bringing the vanquished opponent under complete and rigid control. During World War II, Hitler conquered most of Europe and then brutally subjugated its people. Subjugation need not apply only to war. It may also refer to psychological domination. For example, you may subjugate an addiction, subjugate an impulse, or subjugate an emotion. Yoke it, make it submit to your will, bring it under complete control. Word 44. Wry. W-R-Y. Twisted, crooked, lopsided, askew, distorted in an odd, amusing way. By derivation, wry means twisted, but in modern usage it has come to imply twisted in a peculiar and often humorous manner. A wry smile or grin is crooked, lopsided, and therefore comical. A wry remark has a funny or sarcastic twist to it. A person with a wry sense of humor is capable of twisting or distorting things in a laughable way.
To continue with Level 1, Word 45, please fast forward the tape and turn to Side 4.